In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So, sorry.
No, I didn't know you were starting.
What were you going to say, though? Is there something you were going to say before we started?
Well, I don't know how much you want me to say yet about who's coming.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. We can totally intro her.
I was just going to say, like, I come with, I think, the most amount of dead people. Oh God. So I nominate myself as like,
what are we doing here today?
Exactly. So I got excited because I thought I might be overqualified for an episode for once in my life.
Interesting word.
I mean, she might be able to help if you,
does it work like that?
Well, I think she taps into,
but if I'm not with her,
I don't know how it works on
her
Zooms and through a TV screen.
I'm going to go with no.
But you never know.
Yeah. Watch Kat be the one that gets somebody. And I'm like here in Sadsville, USA.
I have a thing with psychics, though, because this is really funny to me. So when I found out I was pregnant with Roman, everyone's like, that psychic said you would be pregnant again.
Yeah.
And so I listened back to the episode and this was like, this was, I think, either before I was pregnant with Jace or during pregnancy with Jace. We had a psychic on. It was me and Mike. And the psychic was like, yeah, you're definitely going to have another baby. And I was like, with him? It's like I knew then that it wasn't going to be with him.
The psychic say, which is, I'd rather not answer like a magic eight ball.
The psychic, he's like, I don't really know that answer. I can't remember really what he said, but I remember kind of having, and this was a total passive. This is just shows you where our relationship was at and how I was acting. But I'm like, with him?
Because I that psychic knew and was like,
internally that like it was no way.
No, it's not going to be. He became the Homer Simpson gif that fades into the bushes. He was like, disconnection, got to go.
But I was like, wow, well, okay, that psychic was right.
You know, a psychic told me I was going to have a third baby.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I was like, no, it's not going to happen. My husband was such a no, hard pass on two more or having another one. We had one of each.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see if anything comes up with Teresa Caputo. That's who we're having on. She's a very known Long Island medium. She's obviously a psychic. She's known. She has a TV show, Long Island Medium on TLC. And she also has a new series, Lifetime. We love Lifetime over here. It's called Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits. So I'm curious to kind of know a little bit more of our background too. I know she started like seeing or feeling things around like four. So that's going to be.
Do we know the difference between a psychic and a medium?
I think a psychic predicts and a medium feels the dead people, the spirits.
I'm excited.
But that's.
Don't look at me. I have no idea.
Have you ever been to a psychic?
No.
Wow. Okay. She says with this is, such
no,
criticism.
It's not my
I know.
Thing.
I wish you could see
it's
the body language.
But it's
a
not
little
my
judgy.
Thing.
Oh, no.
Not judgy at all. But it's
but
definitely
very
not
close
my thing.
Off.
Yeah.
It's oh, very
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Seven dead people come through and they're like tapping her on the shoulder, like, say it.
Say it.
I would sacrifice my wanting her to find somebody.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. Sorry.
What would can
I don't know. Remember I told you that psychic that I had after that one breakup? And I still don't feel like you bought it, but I'm like, I was like, Heather, how would the psychic know any of this?
Yeah, what would
like,
make you
it
buy
was
it?
When it was when Brantley and I broke up or whatever, and nobody knew, like nobody. And I went to the psychic and he's like, oh, there was a ring. There was a breakup. Is there a moving truck? And I'm
I remember that. I do remember that.
Crap.
I'm not necessarily saying.
It was the day that
did
day
your
I was
U-Haul
moving.
Receipt
no,
fall out
it was
of
that day. I was like, no, but it was like my mom was helping move
was
out that day with a U-Haul.
Specific
but how?
For me.
I didn't post then. I wasn't like a crazy Instagram
no,
poster.
And I don't know. And I'm not necessarily saying I believe or don't believe. I honestly don't know. I've never been to one. Mm-hmm. I've not, but it's just not my thing. I don't care to go have someone tell me those things.
Right.
So I, again,
this
yes,
is so
I'm
our personality
skeptical.
Types.
Yes, I am skeptical, but I'm not going to say that it's not true. Cause I mean, there have been other things I feel like I was like, oh, well that applied, but it's just not something that I ever care to do. I don't want to get read. I don't want to know those things. That just is not something
is
I
it,
enjoy.
Because of the religious side of it?
Yes and no.
Because I kind of look at it because people say, well, if you're Christian, then I'm like, no, but I think God makes people, right? So that he made these people to be able to reach the other, like we're not talking to the devils.
Well, yeah. Also prophecy is a thing, biblical.
Yeah.
Talking to angels is a thing, biblical. Yeah. That was
yes,
all
but
angelic
I think things
delivery.
Can get strewed with biblical and not. So I think you can, I don't know. I think, but it also talks about false in, you know, prophecies and stuff like that. So I
sure.
am, I don't even care to have to decipher that or worry about what I just, it's just not, I'm not like super passionate about it by any means. I mean, I think everyone I know has probably been, and that's great. And that's awesome. You do you. I love hearing what they have to say. It's just not my,
I'm not an easily convinced person of them, yeah. but I am fascinated.
Yeah.
I think
very
there's some things that seem a stretch and then other things mm-hmm. that I've has happened from some psychics. Like I didn't love some of my reads from people, but then other reads, I'm like, wow, that was completely spot on. Nobody would have known that.
Sure. Like the general, like,
you have a grandpa that died. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
well, I'm 40 and I carried
also,
the one and
that
you're probably
first show
right.
that you did where he didn't tap into anything with you, but oh, they tapped into what's something with your friend that was in the room.
Past
and I was like,
friend, yeah.
Okay, you had five friends in the room. You could have guessed that one of us had
exactly.
someone die.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Okay.
And then everyone was like all sold. And I was like, y'all are killing me.
One person I'm all in for is Teresa Caputo, just so we're clear.
I'm very excited.
And she's here. So let's take a break and get her on. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring.
Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Teresa, I'm just so excited to talk to you.
Yes, this is great.
You're just a sweetheart. We'll just get started right away. Do you get frustrated with the comments about people saying like the higher your hair is, the closer you are to like the dead people or...
No, those don't bother me. It's the ones like the people that write, oh my God, your hair is disgusting. You're in the 80s, you're this. And it's like, what do you care how I wear my hair? You know, I like my hair.
Exactly.
You know, but if I'm not working, I don't have my hair done. I've always had my hair done.
But I also, it's like, it's you. And it's like, you're, like,
it is.
It's, I don't know. I'm like, you're beautiful. You're, you know, you're a confident woman. It's kind of like, do you, right? And like anybody else, they're just jealous of your abilities and capabilities.
That's how I feel. I feel like when you go to work, you want your hair done, you get dressed, right? I've always presented myself in that manner, you know? But it's just what I don't feel myself if my hair is not done.
I get that.
So, yeah.
I totally
feel that way about mascara.
Well, yeah.
And a lot of other things, but I'm down to mascara.
Yeah.
I could do without makeup.
See, I could do without makeup, but same. I need eyelash extensions and I'm doing a movie actually for Lifetime right now. And
you are?
They made me take they didn't make me do anything, but I'm like, my character probably isn't going to be having eyelash extensions and long fancy nails. So I was like, you know, had to just.
They're really long right now though for non-extensions.
Oh, you know, but it's hard. It's like, that's my one thing is I like lashes. I could put a hair up in the bun, but.
Same. Mm-hmm. Now I'm addicted.
Yep. Anyways.
Well, you all have gorgeous hair.
We digress.
Even in the bun.
I don't know about that, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Can we just talk about you and how fascinating you are? And we have a semi-skeptic on the couch. I'm just going to call you out, Kat.
I figured you would. That's fine.
But I think it's normal and it's something that you've obviously heard a million times. People being like, you don't know what you're talking, you know, you're crazy or that's, you know.
I didn't say that. No.
Okay. No, you just are like, you know, you have your views on it. And I know many people, like my fiance would probably say the same thing. He'd be like, that's, you know, it's, I don't believe any of that stuff. But I think there's with the work that you do and being able to touch and like, I feel like I talked to my grandpa. Like I remember when I was really sick in Romania, my mom's like, do you remember that conversation? And I was like, what conversation? She's like, you had a full blown conversation with your grandpa who had passed away when I was 13.
Passed away.
So, and I'm like, I did, like, I didn't even remember. So like, I believe in that connection to, you know, to the spirits and the angels and all that. But like for you, it's when it started at 4. And then you said what it honed in around like your 20s is when that really.
Yeah. So first of all, like I want to just address that, you know, about being skeptical. Like I get it. I'm the first one to say that what I do is crazy. How can someone communicate with someone that has died? And there might be common things that spirit might have me say. And this is one of the main things that I struggled with, you know, like you just brought up, I've been seeing spirits since I'm 4. So for me, it is normal to see someone standing at the foot of my bed at night, hear someone speak to me in a room when there was no one else in the room but myself. Growing up, I would say to my mom, I don't feel right. I feel different than everyone else. I don't feel like I belong here. And until I embraced my gift is when I felt complete. And I was struggling with my gift. It was later in my 20s that I discovered not only was I able to connect with my own departed loved ones, which I believe we all can, I was able to connect with everyone else's loved ones. Struggling with my gift for over 5 years, then 9/11 happened. And I had a spiritual experience where it was shown to me that thousands of people perished that day and people were left with all of these unknowns. Should have, could have, would have, only ifs, worries, burdens, guilts, not being able to say goodbye. And they needed, and more importantly, deserved the gift of faith, hope, and peace. So I put my gift in God's hands. I am a practicing Catholic. I always say, even though they don't agree with what I do, they take my money every week, but that's a different show. So I literally put my gift in God's hands. And I said, look, if this is my soul's journey, open the doors and I will walk through them with my gift. But I only want to use my gift for helping people to move on after the loss of a loved one. Now, coming from someone like myself, who's lived a pretty much very sheltered life. Yes, I have lost loved ones, but not in very tragic ways, which I have learned over through the work that I do. You know, people will come for a reading because maybe they lost their child. They don't feel that they have a purpose in life anymore and they don't want to live. And then to watch someone change in front of you You watch, you see it on the show, how someone mm-hmm. comes into a reading, how they look, and then they leave my home looking completely different or leaving that reading. It's giving people back that faith, hope, and peace, but also permission to live life with as much happiness and joy as they possibly can, because we don't realize what people go through after the loss of a loved one, whether it's how their loved one died, circumstances. So it is extremely sad. And, you know, we don't realize it. And, you know, I get too that there are common things, like I said earlier, that spirit might have me bring up and talk about. But the thing that I love is I have spirit communicate with things that you would never expect them to bring up and talk about.
Sure.
It could be things that happened years ago to remind you of happier times, things that have happened since they've died, things that you've never shared with anyone. I love for them to communicate with their personality. Because again, at the end of the day, I don't know your loved one's personality, right? And spirit has said it for decades that from the moment the soul leaves the physical body, we leave behind every disability and or ailment. We don't take it with them. So for them to show us the way that they were before they died or before tragedy struck the family, to me is just amazing.
Okay, so I am a longtime Teresa fan. Mm-hmm. Like I'm the TLC OG Long Island medium because you fascinated me. And I actually started out watching just because I thought I'm not easily impressed, right?
Oh,
call it the Michigan in me, call it whatever, like right? Call it the severely independent, whatever. I'm just kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, you just never ceased to amaze me. And then you sell out every place that you go talk or visit. Right. And then I was like, what would it be like to be in a room with you? Like, how do you pick? I have so many questions. I've tried to like alphabetize them, but like, okay, so say you're in a room. And I know you've spoke to this a few times, but like, say you're in one of these large speaking engagements, like, how do you know? I mean, are they bombarding you? How do you organize them? Are you like, okay, first of all, I need everyone to relax because there's all, you know, because I'd imagine everyone that's coming to see you is a personality type where they're willing to hear and want to hear. Does mm-hmm. that change who comes? Like, does that willingness change who spirit sends?
No. I always say that's up to spirit. You know, okay. They're the ones that guide me around the space. That's the other thing. I don't stay on that stage. I allow the souls to guide me around the space. I mean, you said it. It ceases to amaze you. Spirit amazes me every single time I channel them. So what I do is when I come out on the stage, I give a little quick speech. Once I start sensing and feeling things, I allow them to guide me around the space. So I come off the stage. I have cameras that follow me around. And I literally will just stop in front of someone and start saying things that mean absolutely nothing to me, but are life-changing for someone that I'm speaking to.
Are you able to do things over computer or do you have to be in front of someone?
No. Well, it doesn't matter. I can be like, I already sense there is a father energy present. But it's difficult. You have three people here.
Sure.
Father for me could also be a grandfather, uncle, someone that was like a dad. I just had difficulty breathing. So what happens is the souls, they bring me through their departure. So when I have difficulty taking a deep breath, they pass from something of heart, lungs, or chest. And then there was a snapping of the fingers, which means that the passing was sudden and or unexpected, or we weren't expecting them to depart at the moment that they departed. Does that make sense? Okay. And did someone have an issue with their stomach prior to their departure? Or they couldn't eat, or there was like a stomach cancer? You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when souls acknowledge that that they leave quickly and they restrict my throat area, that's my symbol for where nothing was left unsaid. So know that if there were things that you wish that you were able to say to him, know that there was nothing left unsaid. Is this actually your dad?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm guessing.
Well, I don't know. Look, I'm 56. I still live next door to my parents. My dad's still alive.
Yeah, no. My dad did pass. I'm guessing that. I just lost a lot of people all at once. So I was trying to think if there'd be.
Well, you also have tragedies as well. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because I just started to taste blood, which means that someone left the physical world in a very tragic way.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what your dad showed me was this separation and like this block of time. So when a soul shows me that, that means several things, but most importantly is that he is not missing out on your life accomplishments. So if there are things that you're going to be experiencing, sometimes it could be if someone was going to be graduating, if they were getting married, if they were having a child, feeling that my dad is not going to be a part of all of these milestones in my life.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So know that your dad says, I will be living life through your eyes. Now, this is something common, but your dad just showed me red cardinals. So I don't know if you connect with birds or if you notice the red cardinals.
Yeah. But that's like common, you know, like departed, like.
Well, I don't connect with red cardinals. Like, right. I don't connect with
he
my
He was a bird guy, though. He was like a perfect. Bird guy. Yeah.
So it's however, I always just ask for spirit to validate that I'm interpreting the information correctly. That's sure. That's my only job. It's up to you to take the information and place it on how it fits in your life. So I asked him to validate that and he showed me the red cardinals. So whether if your dad was a bird guy or if you notice birds, like it's an odd thing. It's not just like it would be odd, like if a bird like flies into your window or into your sliding glass door, or you every time you go outside, like you notice a red cardinal, or it's validating that it's your dad's soul getting your attention that he is with you at that exact moment. Your dad just told me that you actually had a dream of him. Now, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. Your dad showed me that you actually had a dream of him where you saw him and he was perfectly healthy and he was okay or smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Know that that was a visitation from his soul showing you that he was okay. And more importantly, that his soul was at peace.
Do you feel like he's kind of obnoxious with you right now? Because that would let me know something. I want to make sure I have the right person. Is he a little loud?
I'm very honest. I mean, I could say yes, but I did not feel that from him. Usually once they get to know, like they come through, they acknowledge what maybe the negative emotion is that we might be holding on to that is not giving us the ability to heal or something that we're struggling with, then they might get more on with their personality and things like that. But yeah, who is the young male? Who's the young male that died besides your dad?
Matthew.
Okay. So young
that
for me
was
is
a tragic 28. Okay. Yeah.
So I asked your dad to validate that I was interpreting and that it was you, that even though he was being very nice to me and very polite.
Well, he would dig you if that is him. He would think that you're pretty awesome. He'd be like, this chick's up my alley. That's interesting.
So he brought forward this young soul to validate that both of the souls are safe and at peace. I use the term God. I only channel souls that walk in God's white light. So whether if it's important for this family to also know because of the way that this young male departed, that the soul has, I did see your dad lowered his vibration. So it means that this young man has more lessons to learn and grow on the other side. But his soul has found a place with God. Who got the matching tattoos or a tattoo in memory?
In memory. Okay, never mind. I do have a question though after that. Do you have a matching tattoo in memory?
Or did someone get a tattoo in memory of someone? Matching can be if they had a tattoo or they talked about getting a tattoo and then you got it or we all got the same thing.
What if my mom and my brother got a matching tattoo without me?
Perfect. That's fine. That's fine.
After my dad died.
Okay. This does not mean that your dad is saying, you need to get a tattoo.
Oh, I know. I can actually hear him telling me what that would mean to him. So that's interesting.
But that would be your dad. I would never say that to someone, but that would be your dad. When souls bring up things that we don't do or we haven't done or things that we're thinking about doing or wanting to do, I am very adamant about this. This does not mean that this is what you're supposed to do. It means that validating that your dad knows of the matching tattoos and that even though you didn't get one, it's fine. You don't have to.
Well, it's interesting because when that happened, I wasn't actually included.
Mm.
And it was one of the few times that I was like, I have seen a few eye-opening moments in his passing where I was like, I start to understand sometimes the way he was, why he was the way he was. Mm-hmm. Now that my mom is out in the wild.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. So I have a semi question about what you said of people that walk, you know, obviously with God or that have found God. So I've gone to, and you know, these girls know I've gone to multiple psychics and mediums, and in the beginning it was because I wanted someone to come through, but he was not a very nice person. So is that why I've never got that read, was because he's probably not a good, like, he was a bad, bad, bad guy, but there was some kind of closure that I needed in a way.
Well, it depends on what level. I can only speak for the way that I channel spirit. Mm-hmm. I am able to lower my vibration only so low. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this to you so you understand. Souls can be in a safe, or can be in a place, okay? I saw a soul that actually, I could see the soul, but I couldn't receive information from them. They had to go through the other soul because the soul wasn't at a place with God. So I could see the soul. I could see if you want to use the term, a darker energy. Mm-hmm. I do not channel those souls or don't allow them into my space.
Do they look like something to you? Are they like, is it, I know you've said you've seen them, used to see them at your like bedside. Is it, you said a voice, but do you, like, if you're in a room, I guess I'm just fascinated by your brain. So if you're in a room, do you see extra people? How do you keep the chaos? Because it has to get noisy, right?
It's just a feeling or a knowing. I see shadows and silhouettes. I don't see spirit the way that I used to as a child, because once I started doing this, and this was long before the television show, I would see people peeking in my window, and there wasn't anybody there. I would be brushing my teeth, look up in the mirror, and see a man standing behind me. I would always describe them to the person, because it's only you see them for the split second. So I would describe what the person looked like to my first client that day, and it would always be their loved one. So I said to spirit, listen, if you want me to do this work, I can't see you like this anymore. You know, it's too much. It became too chaotic, like how you would explain it. So now it's just through a sensing, feeling, and a knowing. I don't know how my brain works. I actually had my brain studied if you want, by Dr. Amen.
We love Dr. Amen. I'm supposed to do a show this month, but I'm going to do it now, hopefully in May, the Scan Your Brain.
I would love to get reconnected with him because I did it on Dr. Oz years ago. He actually read my brain while I was reading someone.
Oh, wow. So what came of that?
It showed that I was able to access a part of my brain that we typically don't. And I always said, I feel like spirit clears up my own personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And he said, while I was channeling, my brain showed no activity, but I was speaking. So I don't know. Crazy. You know, I always say I was born this way. I can't explain it. I'm just being me. I'm not
right.
I didn't learn what I learned how to was understand what spirit was making me feel, what they were showing me, what it would then mean for someone that I am speaking to. That's what I had to quote unquote learn.
Do your kids have this gift to your knowledge?
So, as I said, I believe we all have the ability to connect with our own loved ones. And that's what I want people to take away with when they leave one of my readings. I always say to people, this isn't about you believing in mediums. I don't care if you believe in what I do. I want you to believe in yourself and an afterlife. Do my children show tendencies that are more stronger like myself? Yes. But more so my daughter, she just does not tap into that though.
I mean, it's such a gift too. In a way, it's almost like you're like this motivational life coach too, because you're giving people that chance to, you know, move on with their lives when their lives have been stalled from a loss. And that's, I mean, such a gift that you give to people to keep on going, even though it's, you know, it's hard.
There are so many things that I sit back and I say to myself, what just came out of my mouth? Mm-hmm. How and why did I say that? But it was exactly what the person needed to hear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it moves me every time. Every time I connect with spirit, they fascinate me. It's mind blowing to me on how they're able to get me to say things to someone. And, and I also learned I can sense souls, but someone might not need to hear from their loved one or want to.
Oh, I came in so ready to hear from you. I was like, I am bringing an arsenal of dead people with me. And I just pray someone taps her on their shoulder during this.
See? And I felt it as soon as I went in, but they have to make me feel certain things before I say something. They have to make me feel the bond and relationship. They have to make me feel what they felt as they died. Then they have to show me a sign or a symbol of what the burden or any negative emotion would hold that person back or any of the family members from healing. And then that's when I know when to say something.
My dad was a loaded one. So that's why it is not surprising to me that would be something to do with him. Because we didn't have much of a relationship before he passed.
That also validates the separation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he has learned and still is learning. He showed me and still is learning. So I don't know how long that he's been over there, but he was very adamant, still learning that and realizing that the choices and decisions that he made, he has to take responsibility for.
It's just not lost on me. None of this. It's crazy because we didn't talk for so long, and I mourned him for so long before he died because he just wasn't part of anything I was doing. And I have a son who plays baseball. My dad was very big into baseball. My son reminds me a lot of my dad in good and bad ways. I'm trying to navigate that, raising a boy. He's a little redneck. He's just this fiery, crazy little man, just like my dad, little man syndrome. But there's been so much peace for me. I feel like I did something I've labeled heaven reckoning since he left, where I sat with his body for 2 hours in a funeral home, and he looked peaceful and calm. At a therapy session, I did EMDR, and we talked about this like version I have of what they look like for me. And it's this board of directors that they all meet in the morning, like this angel army in my brain, and they all just kind of take over like where I'll be, where they'll be, and who's got me covered throughout the day. But my dad was a little boy in that meeting.
He had a lot of lessons to learn.
He was like an 8-year-old boy, and he's handsome. It's just crazy. I just love you.
That statement of what your dad had me say to you, missing out on your life, and that he wouldn't be missing out. if your dad didn't pass, he probably would have missed out on a lot of these milestones. But because of his departure, he was able to live life through your eyes and to see that.
Yeah.
And from what spirit has shown me is that when the soul leaves, we are immediately greeted by other loved ones that have gone on before us. And then we kind of go off with our spirit guides and we have to relive our life through our loved one's eyes to see how our choices and decisions affected that person.
So that's what I was going to ask you. That's what you think. Yeah. Like when you go up to heaven, you do that. And then, yeah. and then what after that, what is heaven?
That's how the soul grows. That's how the soul grows. And then depending on the soul's journey, whether if it's going to re-enter into another life form. I was shown that this is my soul's last journey here in physical form. So once I leave this physical world, my soul won't re-enter. It will stay on the other side. But I would say I'll find out when I get there. I think heaven is what it visualizes or what we envision it is what we think it looks like. Like that's a... because we're here in the physical world trying to imagine what it is like. Souls have described things to me and shown me things. And the person will say, that's exactly what my mom described or my dad described as he was crossing over or what he saw. Or even people after life that have near-death experiences. They'll mm-hmm. say, everything that you have spoken about, I experienced. I know what that is. I've seen that light that you've talked about.
Are there dogs there?
Yep. There's all pets. I even channeled someone had a pet squirrel.
Are you sure that wasn't my dad?
Go ahead.
Has there been a reading? And obviously you've done millions of readings, but that one that was really hard for you?
And listen, I'm not trying to sound cliche, but they're all right. Hard.
Sure.
You know, is it the young boy, Shane, who I read probably 15 years ago, who had Down syndrome, that drowned in his family pool and had me have to say to his mom, don't be angry with dad that I died. It was his soul's journey to carry my death on his soul. That was hard. Jeez. And not knowing that that couple walked into my home on the verge of divorce. Because she never left her son's side. And the one day that she left Shane with her dad, with his dad, and he got out and drowned in the family pool. And she blamed him for Shane's death. And that was the first thing that he had me say to his mom. And they're still together. I get a Christmas card from them every year. So these are the moments where I sit back and I say, people can think and be skeptical, which I get and respect. But what I do is so much more than communicating with people that have died. Mm-hmm. It gives people their life back in a sense.
Yeah. Well, it gets closure. I think that's like part of the human experience is we miss closure a lot.
There's another story that just happened recently. I was doing a live show. It was about 4,000 people in the venue. Walked up to this woman and I looked at her and I said, God wants you to know that he took your baby. And that this was the moment that I was talking about before. And I was like, what just came out of your mouth? Like, and the woman looked at me and she said, hysterical crying, and said, I've carried this burden for 30 years. She says, I was raped 30 years ago and my family was forcing me to have this baby. And I prayed to God for him to take my baby. And I had a miscarriage the next day.
Like the freedom you give people from themselves and from shame and all the things. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Who walks up to someone and says that? You don't walk up to someone and say that. I've never said that to someone.
Someone with the same balls that it takes to have hair that high, Teresa. And that's what I like about you.
I guess. And nails this long. I don't know.
That's right. You just are who you are. And that's what I've always liked.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
What you see is what you get.
Well, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
We all appreciate you and everyone watch. So go ahead, tell everyone where they can find you. And do you still do one-on-one reads?
Only for my TV show or my podcast, Hey Spirit. So I will just say this. If someone reaches out to you claiming to be me asking for money, it is not me. People that are on my podcast, on my show, do not pay for their readings.
Okay.
So there are people out there trying to, they comment on your pages and say that it's me, it's not me. Anything you want to know about me, just go to teresacaputo.com. You can find all my social media links and my live shows and every Thursday night on Lifetime.
We love Lifetime. Thanks, girl. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you all. Wish
you
all the best.
Thank you for coming on. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thoughts, KB? I mean, Kristen, she's Catherine. I'm looking straight at Catherine and going, thoughts, KB? Yeah.
I would be more inclined to sit down with someone like that. If something did tragic happen, I could, you know, in my life, maybe sure. If I needed closure. I like that she only brings the positive and helps in a good way. That's mm-hmm. all that she's going to speak into. Because like, that's one of my, and it's different than a psychic, like we talked about, just like, sure. this is going to happen in your life. And then this is going to happen, you know, or right. whatever.
Like her walking up to that person being like, right. you know, God, it's like, what if she didn't, you know, right. have that baby. And so sure. that to me is not yeah. coincidence.
Yeah. Like, I think that it's not that's like you have a grandpa amazing. That died.
Like right. again, we talked well, about. Yeah.
And it's hard for me watching like that whole thing, because I could have related half of what she said to you, to my grandfather, you mm-hmm. know?
And so
it's
I did like, too. And same until, with my grandpa, because my grandpa
and that's my
was
thing.
Starving
I'm like,
when
which
he
one
ate.
Are we picking out of this?
So you know? I was too, even down to Cardinal, because that's like the universal visit yeah. from the loved right. one until matching tattoos. That was interesting. Yeah.
Well, did he die from stomach cancer or lung cancer?
No, just had a lot of eating issues at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like couldn't keep anything
down. Because it kind of started with lung cancer and then went to stomach cancer. So I was just trying and to it follow. Could have.
And my grandpa yeah. was thick as bones.
Yeah, mine was yeah. lung cancer. So that's where I'm like, but that also is the exact thing that happened in the first one I talked about.
Right.
I was that's like, why oh, I'm it's like, my grandfather. And then Leslie's over, someone is over here
you
crying.
You keep getting hijacked. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. And someone started crying. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're talking about your grandfather.
Well,
your
that's why
father.
I was like, there's a lot of grandfathers yeah. and father-like presences.
It's the same time. And I'm not saying, but it's the same equation every time I've ever heard one.
It's the separation
it's
piece.
It's kind of the same.
That I was like, interesting.
But
that's
still,
not,
it still touches something. Like whether mm-hmm. it was, it could have been all of our grandpas, your dad, you know.
Yeah.
There, if you believe it, then maybe like he was trying to say hi to you. You know, I think my grandpa and I, we've done too much. Like we're done with it. Like I sense him now. He doesn't have to come in. I know he's there, you yeah. know. So like, I'm going to leave that one to y'all, whether it was your grandpa and your dad coming through. And
I mean, I got two grandpas over there. I got a lot of guys.
There's also part of me that knows or thinks like I don't need it at this point in my life.
Sure.
I'm not saying I won't at some point.
Yes.
I don't need it. I don't look for it. I don't. You do.
Well, it's interesting because
so
I even asked my dad.
It's kind of different.
Before I came.
That's what I'm saying. Like
I lost a lot of people
you're
at
looking
once.
For.
Yeah. But I was like, I don't really need to hear from Pammy because I just talk and feel her all around.
Right.
And I still have Sean.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because the matching tattoo piece was the part, the first yes. real time that I was like, oh, I wish I could call him. What a Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that has something
that
to
sense,
play
though.
Into
yeah,
it. I'm not looking for that.
Right.
So I'm going to assume in a reading like that, it's probably not one of my, mm-hmm. unless you just give me something that's like.
I did want him to give me something very specific that it was him.
And that's
and
what.
And tattoos are getting
and what
closer.
I've seen, yeah. I've never had. Experience someone giving something super specific. Now, if I saw that, if I knew that woman with the baby, I might feel differently, you sure. know, had that happened in front of me or something else. Again, I'm not saying it's not.
Like as loud as my dad is, you guys, I would be surprised if it was that polite.
Right. I mean,
but,
hey,
but
I
when he gets over there, is he calmer?
But I love that she's giving people closure.
Yeah.
And I think that that's
and
something.
The kid in the pool, like I still yeah. think it's there. It might be hard again because there's like three of us.
There's also sure. a Zoom.
And it does make sense now why that one person never came through. Because I was always like, for a while there, I needed him to or I wanted him to. And now I'm like, okay, now I make sense why he never did.
Because he was a darker energy.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Sure.
I do want to be in a room with her.
Well,
maybe. Let's go to a live reading.
All right. It's all you, girl. All right. So watch her new show, Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits, airing on Lifetime Now. New episodes Thursdays. All right, ladies. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at Itoen.com, available on Amazon and Itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.